CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJ8 in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 15th of November 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Hope QSO parties over Christmas. RSGB responds to Ofcom's second EMF consultation. RCF help is available. Following the successful Hope QSO parties earlier in the year, the HF Contest Committee is launching two further short Christmas Hope parties, party series to run as part of the Society's Get on the Air for Christmas campaign with the NHS. The first starts on Monday the 21st of December and the second on Monday the 4th of January. Each series has two phone, two CW, two RITI and two FT4 events. For more information, including a link to the rules, see the RSGB website. The RSGB has responded to Ofcom's second consultation document on limiting exposure to electromagnetic fields. Our response can be found on the RSGB website. Please remember the deadline is tight. All responses need to be in by to Ofcom by 5 p.m. on Monday the 16th of November. The RSGB would encourage you to respond yourself and thank all those who have done so already. The trustees of the Radio Communications Foundation have noted the surge in newcomers to amateur radio since lockdown. Newcomers may not be aware that RCF is a charity that is committed to supporting radio clubs in schools, colleges and university. If any readers need help in establishing, resurrecting or improving a school, college or university amateur radio club, they should contact the RCF. Details can be found at commsfoundation.org. The RCF continues to sponsor a number of Arkwright engineering scholarships and works with the UK Electronic Skills Federation. The IARU Region 1 Political Relations Committee attended a European workshop that's drafting the next radio spectrum programme for the 2025 to 2030 period. Topics included strategic spectrum issues, climate change and EMF. The IARU was pleased to be able to submit a contribution that's now available with inputs from other stakeholders at www.iaru-r1.org. We received sad news this week. John de Volder, ON4UN, became a silent key on the 9th of November. Well known as a low-bander DXer, he'd been in failing health for some time. In addition to his enthusiasm for operating, he may be best known as author of Low-Band DXing and HF Ethics and HF Ethics and Operating that was adopted by the IARU. Our thoughts with his family and friends around the world. Dave Johnson, G4DPZ, gave an online satellite talk to Mid-Ulster ARC, and the video is now available on the club's YouTube channel. He covered many of the many amateur radio satellites in low Earth orbit that operate in the 145.8 to 146 MHz and 435 to 438 MHz satellite bands, plus the QO100 geostationary satellite that uses 2.4 gigs and 10 gigs. Another talk is an evening with Laurie Margolis, G3UML, the BBC journalist and news editor who was the radio amateur that broke news of the Falkland Islands invasion in 1982. See youtube.com/MUARC Media Videos. That's Muark Media / Videos. The RSGB is taking part in December, Yota month, but the COVID-19 restrictions make the event somewhat different this year. If you're a parent with a newly licensed youngster in your family, you can apply to host the call sign GB20 Yota safely from your own home. You must have a full license, must be a full license holder to apply for the call sign, and you can book an appointment slot with a set calendar shown on the GB20 Yota page on QRZ.com. To register your interest or reserve a slot, contact RSGB Yota Month Coordinator Jamie M0SDV or via email to yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news, the 2nd of November marked the centennial of US radio station KDKA. The station originally began operations in 1916 as an amateur radio station, call sign 8KX. Sorry, that should be 8XK. After World War I, the operators reorganised the station as a commercial AM radio station. To celebrate this historic milestone, Pittsburgh area amateur radio operators will take to the airwaves with a series of special event stations, K3A, K3D, K3K, and W8XK. These will be set up in several locations in Pennsylvania during November. Members of UBA Section KTK will be active as OP0 Peace, that's P-E-A-C-E, until the 30th of November, commemorating the end of World War I. QSL via the operator's instructions and log search on Club Log. Now for DX News, Remo HB9SHD plans to be active as 8Q7RM from Candelieu Island, IO to reference ASO13, until the 29th of November, activity holiday style HF using CWSSB and digital, QSL HB9SHD. Robert S53R plans to continue working in his spare time as T6AA in the Afghan capital city of Kabul until mid-December. Giorgio IU5HWS is stationed in Iraq with the Italian Army and expects to remain there until the 20th of January. The Iraqi Amateur Radio Society has authorised him to operate as YI9/IU5HWS until his requested call sign of YI9WS is granted by the National Communications and Media Commission. Contest news, please remember to check before the contest for any new rules because of lockdown or social distancing. The RSGB strongly advises obeying your own national and local government's advice. The WAE DX RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today the 15th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today the 15th of November, the UK Microwave Group's low-band contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 9th, FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, 3.5 megs band the exchange's signal report and 4 character location. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And Thursday sees the 70 megs UK activity contest running from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next Saturday, the 21st, the second 1.8 megs contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC, CW only, in the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun really shone last week in more ways than one. Large sunspot group 2781 pushed the solar flux index to 91 with a sunspot number of 40 at the weekend, a figure we haven't seen for many years. This was coupled with quiet geomagnetic conditions with a maximum KP index of 2, but frequently it was at 1 or even 0. These figures, coupled with the seasonal upturn in HF propagation, meant there was DX to be worked. 7Q7RU, the Russian Robinson Club DX expedition to Malawi, has been logged in the UK on many bands, including 15 metres. Australia has also put in an appearance on 10, with VK6NC being worked on SSB, with a 5 and 8 signal for Gary, G0FWX. New Zealand has also been workable on the short path, with John, ZL2JBR, being very loud on 20 metres SSB, round about 14.210 to 14.215 megs, on many days around 08:30 to 09:30 UTC. There probably hasn't been a better time for HF propagation for quite a few years. As this report is being written, new sunspot group 2782 was just showing around the edge of the sun, and this could develop as the weekend goes by. NOAA predicts the SFI will be in the range of 78 to 80 next week, although this rather depends upon how region 2782 develops. Geomagnetic conditions are unlikely to be quiet as quiet next week, with NOAA predicting a maximum KP index of 3, rising to 5 on Friday the 20th. The first part of the week might therefore be the best choice for HF DXing. Now for VHF and up, the Leonids meteor shower reaches its peak in the hours before dawn on Tuesday the 17th of November, so be ready for some good but short-lived meteor scatter conditions. The shower has a zenithal hourly rate of 15, but it's known for producing meteor storms at various times in recent history. The last Leonid storm was in 2001, but the first great meteor storm of modern times was in the 1833 Leonids, kicking off the scientific study of meteors. The current spell of changeable weather is likely to set the template for terrestrial propagation this coming week. That is to say, periods of wet and windy weather when active weather fronts cross the country, interspersed by brighter showery interludes. All of these features are capable of providing some good rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Because of this unsettled pattern, high pressure is banished to the south of the UK over France, so if there are any vestiges of tropo, it will most likely be from southern England across the Channel. The moon was at perigee yesterday, so path losses are still low, but with minimum declaration on Wednesday, moon visibility windows are short. 144 meg sky noise peaks at nearly 3300 K on Tuesday, but drops back to below 300 K again by the end of next week. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also for next week. And we hear that many of the listeners are now coming from overseas to hear this bulletin, and we're very pleased to welcome you.